Brothers and sisters, peace to you all.
好吧，我们先一起来读一处的圣经。
Let's first read a passage from the Bible.
马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章。
Matthew 11.
然后我们从第二十节一直读到二十六节。
And we'll read from verse 20 to 26.
马太福音第十一章第二十节，耶稣在诸城中行了许多异能，那些城里的人终不悔改，就在那时候责备他们说。
Then he began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles were done because they did not repent.
哥拉逊啊，你有祸了，伯赛大呀，你有祸了，因为你们中间所行的异能，若行在推罗、西顿，他们早已披麻蒙灰悔改了。
Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles had occurred in Tyre and Sidon, which occurred in you, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes.
但我告诉你们，当审判的日子，推罗、西顿所受的，比你们还容易受了。
Nevertheless, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you.
加百农啊，你已经升到天上，将来必坠落阴间，因为在你们那里所行的异能，若行在索多玛，它还可以存到今日。
And you, Capernaum, will not be exalted to heaven, will you? You will descend to Hades, for if the miracles had occurred in Sodom, which occurred in you, it would have remained to this day.
但是我告诉你们，当审判的日子，索多玛所受的比你们还容易呢。
Nevertheless, I say to you that it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you.
二十五节，那时耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。
25. At that time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants.
父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight.
我们今天的题目就是最后这一句话，因为你的美意本是如此。
Our theme for today's sharing is this last portion, that it was well-pleasing in your sight.
好吧，我们一起低头留点祷告。
Let's all bow our heads for a word of prayer.
父啊，我们在天上的父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Father who is in heaven, we give you our thanks.
今天又把我们所有在座的都召聚在你的面前。
That all of us here can come and gather before you.
要来听你儿子的福音。
To hear the gospel of your son.
父啊，实在求你把赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
Lord, that you would give us this understanding and a spirit of revelation.
使我们真的明白你的话语其中的奥秘。
So we can understand the mystery within your word.
祈求你把你的话语真实所隐藏的启示给我们。
And would you truly reveal all of the mystery that's in your word?
否则我们所听的，我们所讲的都是徒然。
Otherwise, all of that we hear and speak would be in vain.
特别把我们中间仍然在寻求真理、寻求道路的人，交在你的手中。
We especially give into your hand those amongst us who are still searching for the truth.
主啊，求你今天在这里得着他们。
Lord, would you today find them?
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 感谢赞美主，我看到不少的好久不见的福音朋友也来到我们中间。
And we thank the Lord. I see many of gospel friends that we have not seen in a while.
你知道我们每次看到你们的时候，非常高兴。
You know that every time I see you, I'm very joyful.
因为传福音其实很不容易的。
Because preaching the gospel is actually not easy.
我们实在，我们中间有的福音朋友在我们中间很久很久了。
Because there are some of our gospel friends who have been amongst us for a very, very long time.
甚至他们都可以传福音了。
It feels like sometimes they may be able to preach the gospel.
他们都可以讲出我们所要讲的。
They can say whatever it is we want to say.
信耶稣得永生，不信耶稣下地狱。
To believe in Jesus means to have eternal life. To not believe means to go to hell.
听了几十年，但是还是不信。
They hear it for many years, in decades, but they still don't believe.
前不久我碰到一位福音朋友这样跟我讲，我说， 我说不信耶稣我们要下地狱的。
So not too long ago, I met a gospel friend, and I said to him that if we don't believe in Jesus, we are going to go to hell.
他说我就是喜欢地狱怎么样。
So he said, well, what if I like hell?
确实我们常常传福音的时候感到非常无能为力。
It's very often that when we preach the gospel, we feel powerless.
但弟兄姊妹知道吗？主耶稣也有同样的感觉。
But brothers and sisters, did you know that the Lord Jesus had the same feeling?
刚才我们念的这段圣经其实就很清楚地让我们看见。
So the passage we just read in the Bible very clearly tells us.
其实我们都知道，在这个宇宙当中，没有一个人传福音有主那样的能力，那样厉害。
We all know that in this universe, no one can tell the gospel like the Lord Jesus can.
因为我们传的福音就是讲他自己啊。
Because the gospel that we spread is about him, he himself.
是他为我们钉死在十字架上，为我们的罪而死。
So he was crucified for us and he died for our sins.
然后又为我们而复活，所以他就是福音的全部，他自己，所以他是救主，是基督。
And then he resurrected for us, and so he is our savior.
而且他的能力非常的厉害。
And his power is great.
圣经告诉我们，他讲的每一句话都是真理。
The Bible tells us that every word he speaks is truth.
还不光如此，他知道他如果想想，他要是站在你面前，他跟你讲话，他知道你心里在想什么。
Not only that, if he was standing before you and speaking, he knows what you're thinking in your heart.
因为他知道万人的心。
Because he knows all of man's heart.
他讲的每一句话，圣经告诉我们都带着权柄能力，能够进到你的心里面去。
The Bible tells us that every word he speaks is able to pierce your heart.
还不光如此，他在传福音的时候，他可以行异能，行神迹奇事。
And not only that, when he speaks before righteous people, he can.
圣经告诉我们，他所带的从神来的能力和圣灵是无限量的，言外之意，他可以做很多很多我们自然界没有的事情。
And so the Bible tells us that he is infinitely filled with the Spirit, so he can do many things that we cannot.
看，但是知道吗？很多人当面拒绝他。
But did you know that many people in front of him rejected him?
尤其是啊，我们知道，如果我们读圣经，就知道有很多有学识的啊，那些大学者，像那些君王啊，罗马的总督，他们都当面拒绝他。
And we know that it is often those who are very well educated, are well off. They are the ones who rejected him.
所以我们读的这段圣经啊，告诉我们主耶稣在那个时候就责备他们。
And so we read here that the Lord here in front of them reproved them.
这个责备啊，英文可能还更好一些。责备跟你说很委婉的一种讲法，其实原文不是责备，是咒诅。
Reprove might be too soft of a description, but what he did was he denounced them.
他说你们有祸。
The woe to you.
你以为你们听到这些，你们就觉得你们升天了，是不是？
You think that you heard all this, and so now you can ascend to heaven.
告诉你们将来你们必坠落阴间。
But I am telling you that in the end you will descend to Hades.
他在总共讲了有六个城市。
And he spoke of six cities.
三个旧约的城市，三个新约的城市。
Three from the Old Testament, three from the New Testament.
旧约的城市推罗西顿就它是在沿海一带。
The Old Testament city Tyre and Sidon were by the coast.
就是今天黎巴嫩的一个境内。
In the area of Lebanon today.
非常繁华，因为它是很重要的港口。就像今天我们在美国的美东美西，你知道旧金山、洛杉矶美东的纽约那样的繁华。
And back then they were very prosperous because they were on the coast, much like today's east and west coast in America. They were very important routes.
甚至圣经形容推罗是撒旦掌权的地方，把推罗王形容成撒旦。
And so in Bible, Tyre and Sidon were actual descriptions of Satan's birthplace. The king of Tyre was described as Satan.
结果被神毁灭了。
But then God destroyed them.
今天你去看推罗，去看就是个塞网的地方，正如圣经所预言。
And now if you go look at Tyre in today, you can see it's just rubble.
那么还有一个城市所罗马呢，更有名。
Another city is Sodom, even more famous.
读圣经的人几乎读旧约人都会注意到这个城市。
Those who read the Bible or read the Old Testament will take note of this city.
Yeah, 这个城市被形容成淫乱之都，淫乱。
And this city was known for its promiscuity.
它在一天之内就被火山所毁灭了。
And within one day, it was destroyed by a volcano.
这些城市在旧约都是一种很明显的，让你们看到是神的愤怒啊，审判倾倒在他们身上。
And so the end result of these cities can really demonstrate God's wrath towards these cities.
但是主耶稣在这儿做了个对比，拿了另外的三个城市，就是哥拉逊、哥拉逊、伯塞大和加百农。
But the Lord used those three cities to compare to three new cities, which were Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum.
弟兄姊妹知道吗？朋友们知道吗？这三个城市是主耶稣在地上传福音待的时间最长的地方。
And friends, do you know that these three cities are where the Lord Jesus stayed the longest to spread the gospel?
特别是加百农，主在那待的时间非常长，行的神迹其实非常多。
Especially Capernaum, the Lord stayed there quite a long time.
而这些城市的人。大部分人根本就不听主耶稣，就不悔改。
But the majority of the people in this city did not listen to the Lord Jesus and did not repent.
所以主耶稣说，你们所要将来所要受的，比那旧约里的三个城市还要重，罪加一等。
And so that is why the Lord says to these cities that they will suffer greater in the day of judgment than the other.
因为不光他们有同样的罪。
Because not only do they have the same sin.
他们罪加一等，他们阻挡神，阻挡真理。
They even added to their sin by rejecting the Lord.
所以你到启示录到圣经最后，你就看到将来有的那个审判，就像地狱一样的审判。所以我们常常说的大灾难就是指那个。
And so that is why when you read the book of Revelation, the very last book, it talks about the judgment day of disaster. This is what we're talking about.
他在启示录里面告诉我们，人类是会从整个地球从来没有遭遇过的灾难，在最后的时候，世界末日的时候。将要临到这个地上。
And so the Bible tells us that in that day, the mankind will see a disaster, experience a disaster that has never been seen before. It's unprecedented.
然后完了以后还没有完，然后就是地狱，地狱就是永恒的痛苦。
And then after that will come hell, which is internal suffering.
所以这段圣经是不是让我们感觉到？在这些面对这些刚硬的人的面前，连主耶稣自己都无能为力了。
So when we read about this, in, that in the presence of these very stubborn people, do we feel that Lord Jesus Himself was also helpless?
是不是主耶稣自己也在做无用之功？就像我们今天传福音，大部分人还不信我们一样。
Was the Lord Jesus doing a useless work, much like today when we?
其实不是这样的，主耶稣早就知道了。
But it's actually not like this. The Lord Jesus knew way ahead of time.
在旧约以赛亚书在主耶稣传福音之前七百年，旧约以赛亚书就预言了这件事。
It's not at all because in 700 years prior, the prophet Isaiah already prophesied.
以赛亚书五十三章这样讲，我念给大家听就可以了。
Isaiah chapter 53 says this. I'll read it for everyone.
以色列的先知以赛亚说：“我们所传的有谁信啊？”
So the Israelite prophet Isaiah said this, Who has believed our message?
耶和华的膀臂，耶和华的膀臂就是耶稣基督啊，向谁显露呢？
And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? The arm of the Lord, meaning the Lord Jesus.
接下来他在描述我们的主耶稣基督将来在地上传福音的情形。他说他被人藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被人好像被人掩面不看一样。
And then later it describes the Lord Jesus' experience as he was trying to spread the gospel. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and like one from whom men hid their face.
人都不尊重他。
And so he was despised.
那么主耶稣的遭遇究竟要告诉我们什么事？
But the Lord's experience tells us, what does the Lord's experience tell us?
一方面主耶稣所遭遇所经历的虽然是旧约预言了而主耶稣亲自也经历到这些事他是想要告诉我们人的罪是如何的罪恶滔天
So on one hand the Lord Jesus experience in addition to the prophecy tells us the extent of human sin
而且也要告诉人将来有一天当神以非常严厉的审判降临这个地上的时候这仍然是公义的因为人的罪配得上这样严厉的审判地狱的审判
And then in the day of the severe judgment, it also tells us that the judgment is righteous because of the mankind's heinous sins.
啊，这是一方面，主耶稣不光要借着他所经历的来告诉这些，而且他在告诉我们另外一件事。
And the Lord's personal experience not only tells us this, but also tells us some other things.
他告诉我们今天为什么传福音这么困难。
It tells us why today, why is it so difficult, why it is so difficult to spread the gospel.
而且这些我们还不信的人，我们要如何才能相信呢？
And those, for those of us who do not believe, how is it is that we can believe?
刚才我们所念的这段圣经啊，在后面的时候，他告诉我们，他说：“父啊，天地的主。”
And in the scripture we just read, in the latter half, it says, "Father, Lord of heaven."
我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来。
I praise you that you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent.
向婴孩就显出来。
And have revealed them to infants.
他在这里讲了两类的人。
Here it mentions two types of people.
一类是聪明通达的人。
One who are wise and intelligent.
然后一类是婴孩。
And other are infants.
所以接下来我们就来看，稍微仔细一点看这两类人究竟指的是什么。
And so we want to take the following time to take a look at what these two types of people.
好，我们再来读一处的圣经，在哥林多前书第一章。
We'll read another passage, which is in 1 Corinthians, chapter 1.
我们先来看聪明通达的人究竟是什么。
First, we'll take a look at what it means to be wise.
为什么神要向着聪明通达的人？把所有的事隐藏起来。
Why it is that the Lord wants to hide things from those who are wise and intelligent?
好，哥林多前书第一章，我们从第十九节开始读到二十三节。
We'll read from First Corinthians chapter 1 verses 19 to 23.
哥林多前书第一章第十九节，就如经上所记，我就是神哈，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
For it is written, I, and I mean the Lord, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will set aside.
智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的辨识在哪里？神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变为愚拙吗？
Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?
世人凭着自己的智慧，既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。
For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not come to know God, God was well pleased with the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人就是希腊人是求智慧。
For indeed, Jews asked for signs and Greeks searched for wisdom.
这段话是一个曾经非常非常聪明通达的人写的。
And this passage was written by a very intelligent person.
他的名字叫使徒保罗。
The Apostle Paul.
他曾经的名字叫扫罗。
His original name was Saul.
他自己在形容自己曾经的状况。
And so he's recounting his own experience.
他说我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
He is, I am the Jew, the born of Hebrew.
He's a Hebrew born of Hebrew. He's a Hebrew speaker. Right. 他说他是受教于以色列人有一群人叫法利赛人，精通旧约，很旧约啊，非常约束自己。他说我是受教于法利赛人的教育中最精最严厉的一个教门。受教出来的，就像今天我是哈佛大学，我是普林斯顿，我是耶鲁毕业的，就这个意思，就是我有多厉害，你就可以知道。
And he was from the Pharisee sect, and he was the top of the top amongst them. It's like if today we were saying I'm from Princeton or from Harvard. That's the type of intelligence he was.
他当初就是看不惯这些相信耶稣基督的人，所以他追杀他们。
And at that time, he looked down upon those who believed in the Lord Jesus, and so he persecuted them.
因为他们违背我们祖宗的教训。
Because they went against teaching.
那么就在追杀基督徒的路上，他被主耶稣用强光照射，他那个主已经在天上了，已经复活升天了。
And on his way to persecute the Christians, he was met by a very, very bright light. And at that time, the Lord had already ascended.
他眼睛突然瞎了，然后匍匐在地，他说：“主啊，你是谁？”
And so he was blinded, and so he lay prostrate on the ground, and he said, "Lord, who are you?"
那强光有声音说：“我是基督耶稣。”
And the voice from the strong light said, "I am the Lord Jesus."
然后保罗回答说：“主啊，你要我做什么？我该做什么？”
And so Paul responded, saying, "Lord, what will you have me do?"
他从一个大学者，非常聪明通达的，一下变成像个婴孩一样的。
So he went from being one at the top of his intelligence to one being like an infant.
他写的刚才我们读的这段圣经《哥林多前书》这本书，就是他写给另一群非常聪明通达的哥林多人。
And so this passage that we read, it is he is writing to a group of very intelligent people, the Corinthians.
他在形容哥林多的人的说，你们是知识，是口才知识全都全备。
And when he wrote to the Corinthians, he said that they were well read and very intelligent.
他告诉哥林多人，神就是要灭绝智慧人的智慧，聪明人的聪明。
And so he said to the Corinthians that the Lord wants to destroy the wisdom of the wise and the intelligence of the intelligent.
为什么神乐意这样做？
Why is the Lord pleased to do this?
其实我们稍微明白的圣经，我们就知道，因为人类所有的罪恶的根源，就是因为人的智慧、人的骄傲。
And if we read the Bible, then we understand that the root of man's sin comes from man's pride and his intelligence.
最开始的罪来自于撒旦。
The original sin came from Satan.
圣经在形容撒旦被神造的时候，他是智慧充足、全然美丽。
And so the Bible tells us that when Satan was created, he was exceedingly beautiful and very smart.
Yeah. 所以他觉得他和神是一样的，因此他成为抵挡神的人，就是撒旦，抵挡神的天使。
And so he thought that he was equivalent to God, and that's why he.
Satan.
Oh, and that's how he fell from being an angel and became Satan.
同样的，我们人类的始祖亚当夏娃做出同样的事。
And so Adam and Eve committed the same sin.
他们去吃分别善恶树的果子，以为其中可以给他们智慧。确实，分别善恶树的果子给了他们智慧、聪明。
And so Adam and Eve thought that taking the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil would give them intelligence and wisdom and truly
did. 他们吃的目的就是要独立于神。
And the purpose of them taking the fruit was so that they could live apart from God.
所以圣经一而再再三地告诉我们，神抵挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
And so that the Bible tells us again and again that the Lord hates those who are proud and blesses those who are humble.
主耶稣时代那些聪明通达的人是谁呢？
And so who are those who are intelligent?
就是那些祭司长、那些文士、法利赛人，对吧？
It's those who were learned, like the Pharisees.
就是那些犹太人自己以为自己聪明，还有希腊人自己觉得自己有智慧。
For the Jews who thought they were smart, and for the Greeks who thought they had wisdom.
那今天呢？今天这些聪明通达的人是谁呢？
But today, who are those who are wise?
马上时候没想到的就是那些学识有修养、社会的精英，对吧？
Automatically, I think of those who are social elites and those who are successful.
那些成功的人士。
People who have success.
当然这确实这些人是聪明通达的人，所以他们才成功呀。
Of course, these are those who are intelligent. That's why they became successful.
其实这个范围很广的。其实 is very broad.
Oh, the description is very broad.
Yeah, 我们很少有人哈，我想在座，尤其是有一些中国的背景的人都比较，至少表面上装着很谦虚的样子，对吧？因为我们这个民族的特点嘛。
So I want to give an example from a Chinese perspective because we are we always try to pretend that we are humble. This is a characteristic of our.
我们绝对不会说我们自己是聪明通达的人。
So we would definitely not say that we ourselves are smart and intelligent people.
但是。一个很简单的测试，你悄悄地问一下你自己。
But there's a simple exercise. Just secretly ask yourself.
假如今天主耶稣站在你的面前。
If the Lord Jesus were to stand in front of you today.
你觉得你在他面前是个小孩子吗？特别当基督徒，他一定会说是， 但是你如果还没有信的话，你觉得你在耶稣面前就像个婴孩一样的吗？
Do you believe that you are like an infant in front of the Lord Jesus? If you ask a Christian, they would say yes. But if you do not believe, would you say that you are as an infant?
或者说你在他的面前，他跟你传福音，你会拒绝他吗？你拒绝他的理由是什么？
But and if he spread the gospel to you, would you reject him? What would be the rationale for rejecting him?
Yeah, 你想想你为什么？假如我今天我们在跟你传了，假如其实主耶稣也在我背后在跟你传了。只是你没看见他而已，我们知道他在，知道你拒绝的理由是什么。当你拒绝，就说明你的潜意识里面，你觉得你是个聪明通达的人。
And so today when we preach to you, the Lord Jesus is actually behind us, but you just don't see it. So if when we preach to you and you reject it, what is your reason? If you think about it, the reason is because you think you are more intelligent.
Yeah, 我们不说，但潜意识里面我们觉得我们有道理。我们为什么要拒绝他？
We may not say it aloud, but this is we feel that we have a good reason for rejecting him.
好，这就是聪明通达的人，所以其实你也在内了，只是我们不说而已。
And so this is the wise person. We are we think such, but we just don't say it aloud.
接下来我们要重点的来看婴孩啊，这才是我们最关心的。
And next we'll take a look at the infant, and this is the most important topic.
对，我们来看啊，路加福音第十章。
Let's take a look at Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
这段的记载，我们马上要读的这段记载，跟马太福音我们最开始读的其实是同一个故事，只是不同的人记载。
And so this account that we are about to read is actually the same account we read in Matthew, but it's written by, recounted by someone else.
Yeah, 他在这个路加的记载更全一点点，而告诉我们更多的一些事。
And so this account by Luke is a little bit more complete. It tells us more details.
好，我们从第四章先读第一节哈。这事以后，第一章第一节，就第一节，主又设立七十个人，差遣他们两个两个的，在他前面往自己所要到的各城各地方去，去什么？去传福音嘛，不是。
Luke chapter 10 verse 1. Now after this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them in pairs ahead of him to every city and place where he himself was going to come. And where did he send them? He's sending them to preach the gospel.
他们去了，主耶稣就在伯赛大或者加百农那边传福音，主耶稣就被拒绝了，对吧？接下来的故事我们就不念了，太长了哈。所以主就在那咒诅那三个城市。
And in the following, we won't read it because it is long, but it is a recounting of the Lord's experience in Bethsaida and Capernaum.
Yeah. 然后从第十七节再往下看。
Then we'll jump to chapter verse 17 onward.
Yes. 那七十个人欢欢喜喜的回来，说：“主啊，因你的名，就是鬼也服了我们。”
Verse 17, the 70 returned with joy and saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.
耶稣对他们说，我曾看见撒旦从天上坠落像闪电一样。
And he said to them, I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning.
另外之一就是鬼附你是很正常的，连撒旦都被打下来了。
And he's saying that this is actually quite common, as even Satan was struck from heaven.
十九节，我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，断没有什么可以害你们。
Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you.
然而不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, and that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven.
主耶稣在这重复马太福音那段话啊，其实同一个字啊。正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐这讲的哈，说父啊，天上天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
And then the following passage is a repeat of what was said in Matthew. At that very time, he rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit and said, I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was pleasing in your sight.
一切所有的 都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道子是谁，除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父是谁。
All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him.
耶稣安转身暗暗地对门徒说，你们看见你们所看见的，那眼睛就有福了。
Turning to the disciples, he said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see.
我告诉你们，从前有许多先知和君王要看你们所看的，却没有看见，要听你们所听的，却没有听见。
For I say to you that many prophets and kings wished to see the things which you see and did not see them, and to hear the things which you hear and did not hear them.
这段圣经记载说，这七十个人高高兴兴的回来啊，来到主的面前汇报他们因为传福音啊所经历的，因为很多人信了他，连鬼都服了他们。
And so this passage is recounting how when the 70 returned with joy after going out to preach the gospel because many people believed and even the demons were subject to them.
最近我们的孙子孙女啊住在我们家，前段就上星期了。
So last week, my granddaughter and grandson were living at our house.
他们一个五岁，一个三岁。
One's five and one is three.
我记得有一次我下班回到家，他们非常兴奋，就围着我就要把一天他们所经历的一些事情好像要跟我汇报一样。
I remember that one day when I came back from work, they were very, very happy to see me and gave me a hug and wanted to recount everything that had happened in a day to me.
他们两个真挚告诉我、哦、我今天做了什么，对吧？你知道那种感觉吗？
And so they were very happily telling me, oh, this happened, happened today. And so you may know this feeling.
这七十个人在主耶稣面前汇报他们所经历的，就像婴孩一样。
And so these 70 reporting to the Lord Jesus what they had experienced were like these children.
主耶稣看见他们的时候，心里非常欢乐。
And so when the Lord saw them, his heart was very joyful.
就说了刚才我们所念的后面的一段话。
And then he said the passage that we just read.
为什么啊？为什么神向着婴孩要把这些事情，要把神的事情显出来。
And so why is it that the Lord wants to reveal the things of God to infants?
其实我们都知道婴孩也是罪人。
We all know that infants are also sinners.
只是小孩子跟我们大人唯一的不同就是他们的罪显得很明显，就暴露得出来。
And the only difference is that sins of the children are much more obvious than adults.
我们都知道大概是上个星期吧，发生在白宫发生一件事情，对吧？美国总统和那个乌克兰总统啊在那吵起来了，当着全世界的面。
We know that last week there was an incident where the US president and the president of Ukraine had a very public spat in February.
因为是现场直播，所以全世界看见都震惊了。
Because it was a live broadcast, the entire world saw this.
因为总统也好，副总统也好，这些人那是社会的精英啊，那是通达、出名通达的人啊。
And so these presidents are supposed to be the pinnacle of their respective societies.
大家听到这个房间的哭声没有？
Do you hear the crying in the room next door?
我可以告诉你，每个主日、每个星期天，这个房间里边、这个婴儿室里边发生的，就是当年跟白宫发生的事情一模一样。
I can tell you that what happens every week in this in the baby room.
我甚至可以，我因为我经常在那个房间。
Because many times I am in that room taking care of children.
我相信你试试，每天你去试一试，你就会发现谁是俄罗斯了。谁是 Russia? Who is Russia now?
If you haven't done so yet, I ask you to try taking care of the children in that room.
而且我也告诉你们。那个里边谁是 Ukraine？
You can tell immediately who is Russia in that room and who is
Russian. 总是抢那个乌克兰的玩具。
The Russian will always.
每件现在说不定刚刚哭声都听到，说不定就在发生同样的事。我告诉你。
And so it happens every week.
而且我会告诉你谁是那个美国，谁是欧盟，在那个房间里。
And so I will tell you who is the U.S. and who is Europe in there.
我们好在那个大人都尽量的公平，对吧？一定是父母亲或者有时候我在那儿。对吧？尽量公平，但是总是有那么一个人哈、啊，大人哈、啊，就会偏向于那个抢玩具的，因为他抢的厉害，哭的厉害，没办法。 所以你就会说要另外一个本来玩具是那乌克兰的，就是能不能给他玩，我们就会这样去做。
And so as adults, the parents or myself, we try to be fair in those disputes. But sometimes the child who was taking away the toy is so despondent and is crying that we will ask the child who the toy belonged to, say, hey, can you give it to him for a little bit?
这个不过大部分时候我们父母亲啊，这些美国也好，欧美也好，我们还是蛮公正的，尽量是教育孩子嘛，因为孩子让大家去笑，为什么？因为他们很幼稚。大家都很容易就理解他们。
And so, we do try to be, the adults, the parents and myself, we do try to be very, fair in dealing with them, but they are children, they're very naive, and so they are easily dealt with.
但是白宫所发生的事情，我们感觉到是 disgusting, disgraceful, 还有 shameful, 是不是？是不是有这种感觉？
But what happened last week when we looked at it, we felt that it was, distasteful and disgusting and shameful.
Right.其实本质都是一样的。
But in actuality, the root cause is the same.
小孩子是罪人，那些你以为那些总统那些他们就是好人吗
？Children are sinners. Do you think that those high up in like presidents that are good people?
但是婴孩为什么神会对婴孩这么特别？他们的特为什么他们这样特别不同呢
？But why does the Lord think that these children are so special? Or
其实呢，其实有很多啊，我们都能讲出很多来。但是我就在今天我在这只讲两点。
Actually, there are quite a few characteristics, but today I just want to point out two.
第一点就是他们因为是婴孩，所以他们依靠大人。
One is because they are children, so they rely on the adults.
他们不独立。
They are not solo.
我们上个星期我们带着孩子，我们两个孙子孙女出去采，去买东西的时候，在超市停车场停下来。一下车，他们就紧紧地抓住我们的手，因为他知道那个地方不安全。
So last week when we had the grandchildren, we went to a supermarket. As soon as we parked in the parking lot and we got out of the car, they held on tightly to our hands. Why? Because they knew that that area was not safe.
我记得有一次啊，我们全家去在日本旅游的时候。
I remember one time when our whole family was in Japan on vacation.
那个时候我拉着我孙女，那个时候她也就三岁或者还不到一点，拉着她的手在，那个人很多了。你知道那段时间，我不知道现在了。日本旅行的人非常非常多，就去年了。
So last year, when we were, I was holding my granddaughter's hand. She was about three at that time. It was very, very crowded.
Yeah, very crowded. 那个时候，他生不知道为什么，因为小孩子，他就生我的气，他就不要我拉他了，他就在那儿好像不想要走。
And so at that time, I don't know why that she became angry with me, and so she didn't want to.She wanted to shake off my hand and didn't want to walk anymore.
所以我看他不要我，然后就好，我就走啊，就继续往前走，因为其他大人都在前面了。
So I said, okay, if you don't want to hold my hand, that's fine. I'm going to go ahead because all the other adults were walking ahead.
他一看见我走了，大声叫起来，他的声音哈，因为周围人很多，使劲一叫，我没办法学了，声音太大了，那小孩子声音，全部周围的人马上一下都吓坏了，这么一个孩子，使劲的 scream, right?
Yeah. And so as soon as I left, she started screaming, and I'm not going to imitate it because it was truly frightful, the scream. And so she started screaming, and the entire crowd just stopped to look at her.
她妈妈还迎在前面了，一下看到，因为太声音太大了，使劲跑过来抱着她，就告诉我说，她生气不让你牵她手，其实你要更多的 hold 她才对，因为她觉得你把她给不要她了。他有种那种马上产生那种恐惧的感觉，所以他才会有这样的反应。他说看到这样的时候，你不是要把他不要他，你是要更多的 hold 他，然后他知道他要靠大人的。
And so her mother heard the scream from afar and came running back and picked her up. And then her mother told me that when she doesn't want to hold your hand anymore, that's when you actually need to hold her tighter.
Right,
okay. And because you let go, she thought that you had abandoned her, and that's when she started screaming.
这第一点啊，她要依靠大人。第二点啊，她有可塑性，就是她容易改变。
And that's the first point is that the children rely on the adults. The second point is that they are malleable.
Yeah, changeable.
Malleable.
Right, okay.
Adaptable.
你知道我这一生我做的事情，我的职业哈，我讲我职业做一件事情，就是要把一个材料固化了，它性格性质就稳定了，可以 就可以应用了嘛，对吧？你知道叫 cure， 我们中文英文叫 crossing， a cure a material， you have a crossing gate， it is a fix， so you can use it， right？
Okay， my specialty is that I need to change a material and cross link it so that it becomes fixed and therefore that it can become useful。
啊，我一生都在做这个，我的职业的一生啊，都在做这个东西。这样的东西才可以用啊，它固定了嘛，对吧？但是你知道，结局一旦它用完了怎么办？你没有，再不可能改变了。
So this has been my lifelong specialty to change change materials into something that can be fixed and used. The thing is that once it's fixed and it's used, you can't change it back.
等它的功用尽完了以后，最终的结局就是由焚烧啊，除了这个以外，你也不能再改变了它的性质。
And the end result is that once it's lost its usability, you incinerate it.
而如果是这样的话，意味着如果我们人也是这样的话，就意味着神没办法再改变我们。
And so if you take that analogy to onto us as humans, as our hardness, and it's because the Lord cannot no longer use us.
所以我记得我在刚刚信主的时候，曾经有一个弟兄这样告诉我。
And so I remember when I first believed, there was a brother who mentioned this to me.
他说如果有一天你觉得你已经成熟老练了，你不再改变了。
So he says that one day if you find that you are stable, you are no longer changing.
神在我们身上的工作也就停止了。
That means that the Lord's work on us has also stopped.
所以我一直这句话直到现在，因为刚信主的时候还是个婴孩，所以这句话记住了。我一直在提醒我，如果我在追求认识我的主的事情上，如果有一天我觉得我已经够了，神的工作也就停止了。
And so, this is from when I first believed as a child, and so I've always kept this statement in mind that if I ever find that I am stable, that no longer am changing, that means the Lord's work has stopped in me.
啊，弟兄姊妹们和朋友们一定要记住，我们不是说我们不能够成熟老练啊，不能够稳重。
Brothers and sisters and friends, this does not mean that we cannot mature.
这是对象的不同。当我们讲到我们成熟、稳定、稳重、老练的时候，我们是向着人，我们应该慢慢的这样做，这是对的。
When we talk about stability and maturity, this is us as a man, as a person, and then we can slowly come to this state, and this is what it should be.
但是在神的面前，你要在这个万物的创造者、主宰者。所有的事情他都知道，都在掌控。你在他的面前，你要表现出来你是沉稳重老练，你甚至什么都知道，你觉得可笑不可笑
？But then, from another perspective, if you are before God, the Creator of the universe, and you think that you are complete and mature and know it all, don't you think that's laughable?
所以大家知道为什么神乐意向婴孩就显出来吗
？And so now you know why God.Is pleased to reveal his things to
him. 所以最后我们刚才念的圣经最后的段，最后一段话啊，主耶稣是对那些七十个人讲说，他说，你们今天所看见的，那是你的眼，你们眼睛是有福的。
And in the last portion of the passage we just read, he's talking to the 70. He says, "Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see."
从前有很多君王先知想要看你们所看见的，他们都没有看见；听要听你们所听的，他们都没有听见。
There are many prophets and kings who wish to see the things that you see and did not see them, and to hear the things which you hear and did not hear them.
因为关于我的事，父愿意指示你们；关于父的事，我愿意告诉你们。
Because concerning myself, the Father was willing to reveal them to you, and concerning the Son, the Father, the Son was willing to reveal things about him.
啊，因为神愿意启示。
Because the Lord was willing to provide this revelation.
知道吗？在这个二十世纪最伟大啊，是我们讲的人这个世界里面的事情啊。这个本是二十世纪了，不是二十世纪啊。二十世纪被认为是最伟大的哲学家啊，不是之一，是那个最伟大的哲学家。他的名字叫维，是奥地利的啊。他的名字叫维根斯坦，
so、you know,
维特根斯坦。
In the past centuries, a greatest philosopher was an Austrian named Wittgenstein.
Wittgenstein. Wittgenstein, that's an Austrian philosopher.
He was named the greatest philosopher in the
20th century.
Right.
20th century.
And so he said that the greatest thing he discovered was this.
他发觉到人的认知范围啊, 我们对人, 我们对一些事物的认识, 对他的理解, 啊, 或者推理, 所有的都局限于我们人类的语言。
He says that the all that we understand is the human understanding is can be seen through human language.
Right. 我们的语言就是我们认知的边界啊，这个里面有很深的道理了，我们没法在这儿讲，我也不一定完全懂。他就说，你认识我们人，不管是谁，你的认识的范围就是跟你的语言有局限，就受语言的局限。
So this concept is actually very deep, and I don't completely understand it either. But what he, the gist of what he was saying is that what we understand in this world is based off of our human language.
我们的逻辑推理，我们的思维的深度，这局这个界限就是我们的语言。我们没办法超过我们语言的认知范围。Our
rationality, our spirituality, it's all limited by our language. It cannot go beyond what we have in our language.
其实我要把它说的再简单一点，就是说我们人不可能认识零件的事情。
And I'll simplify it even more is that man cannot understand things of spirit.
因为灵界的事情是没办法用人的言语去描述的。
Because the things of the spirit cannot be really described by man's language.
所以人才会有所谓的直觉，有所谓的第六感觉，或者说异教，还有一种要开天眼才知道，你知道吗？我们都知道，在中国对吧？只有那样的你才看到一些灵界的东西，否则你都不知道，你也没法描述。
So that's why we have these concepts of intuition or sixth sense, or in Chinese it's the third eye,
right,
that opens up to heaven, and that's how we can perceive spiritual things.
Yeah, 就像可能最近那个拿炸电影就有个第三个眼睛在这儿，其实差不多就有那个意思。所以你在看得见灵界的东西，当然圣经不要我们去这样去追求灵界的东西了。
And so these are all concepts that are around to help us, that say that they help us to understand spiritual things. Of course, the Bible doesn't want us to partake in these.
其实我们基督徒自己有这样的经历。
In fact, Christians, we ourselves, we have this experience.
我们常常说，我们都没有见过耶稣，在座没有一个人亲眼见过耶稣，对吧？
So none of us have personally seen the Lord Jesus, right?
但是圣经这样说，我们虽然没有见过他。 但是我们没想到他，想到将要临到我们主耶稣显现临到我们的那个救恩的时候。
And but the Bible says that whenever we none of us have seen the Lord Jesus, but whenever we think of him, think of the salvation that was bestowed upon us.
我们的心中就有一种说不出来的大喜乐，说不出来什么意思，大家理解过没有？想过没有？
We all have this indescribable great joy. So what does it mean to be indescribable?
言外之意就是你没办法感染别人。 但是你心里面知道有一种大喜乐在那儿，这个东西其实就是启示来的，你不可能去理解，不可能去认识，你不可能去描述给周围的人是这么一回事，就他就得到了，不可能，因为言语的限制。
Indescribable means that you cannot tell the other person or give an example to another person of what you are feeling. This is actually a personal revelation, and so you cannot give someone else your own revelation.
这点非常重要，我需要能够表达清楚，因为这涉及到后面接下来为什么主会做那些事情的原因。好，我在跟大家举一些例子啊，我们基督徒读圣经啊，在座的基督徒比较多啊，我们读了圣经，可能有的圣经节读了无数遍啊，我们觉得有一种大概明白它的意思了，但突然有一天。
So this is a very important concept, so I want to go into it a little bit more for our brothers and sisters.
Yeah, just one Bible verse. You read it.
And we want to read a Bible verse that we've probably read many times.
但突然有一天圣灵光照我们，哇，这些圣经一下变得就特别的清楚，就感觉到就你从来没有看见过的感觉。And
so we may have read it over and over many times, but then one day when we read it, we'll receive the spirit of revelation, and then we will say, oh, this is what this means.
这就是只有神启示，圣灵启示我们，突然我们就明白，就是这个意思。
This is when the spirit reveals things to us that we suddenly understand.
我再跟大家讲一件事情，为了让大家明白，你知道我们这个讲台有时候就像我现在讲不清楚，对吧？
I'll give another example. You can see that many times when we speak, like I'm speaking now, you feel that we're not speaking clearly.
有时候弟兄姊妹或者朋友们都说，我们这个讲台讲的东西，他客气，他说我们太深了。其实不是，他说你们讲不明白。我们确实有时候讲不明白，真的讲不明白。
Sometimes brothers and sisters or friends will say very politely, oh, what you said on the pulpit was too deep for me. But in reality, what they mean is that you weren't speaking clearly. It's because that we are not those with great gifts, but those who are...
Our mouth is not fluent. Yeah. Not fluent. But I'll give you an example, you know.你知道，我们都曾经知道有个叫西岸特会啊 ，WCCC， 那是个多大的一件事情啊
！And so I'll give you an example. We have this conference called the West Coast Christian Conference. It is a very big conference.
聚会啊，它里边的神所赐的执事，它里边那些弟兄们啊，被神所使用，他们的口才啊，他们的那个能力，那是真是非常了得的。
And so the brothers who are responsible for that conference are those who are speaking at that conference. They are very strengthened and you.
Very elegant.
And very eloquent.
Very, 那些 brothers, 那些弟兄们啊，那真是在主的面前，真是非常非常被主所使用。
And those brothers who speak there have been greatly used by the Lord.
有一次我在网上就听到其中一个参与这个特会几十年的一个弟兄，他说一句话。
And so one time when I was listening to a message from years ago, he said one thing.
当着那个西岸特会的一些讲员，他说我听了这么几十年的这个神永远的旨意十字架，我现在还是不明白。
He said to the preachers, like I've been listening about God's eternal will and the way of the cross for decades, but I still don't understand it.
我们在这个讲台上讲神的十字架，神的永远的旨意，十字架也是几十年了。我想问一下在座，我们明白吗
？And so we also have been speaking for decades about the eternal will of God and the cross. So I ask you all, do you understand?
因为我们没有神的启示。
And if not, it's because we don't have God's revelation.
所以我们现在就问明白了，为什么当年主耶稣传福音？我想在这再找不出第二个人比主耶稣更厉害的人，那么多人当面拒绝他们，当面拒绝他。
I think now we can understand why the Lord Jesus, when he was spreading the gospel, why so many people also rejected him.
所以主耶稣说了一句话，他说：“父啊，天地的主，感谢你。”
And so that's why the Lord said this, Father in heaven, we thank you.
因为你的美意像聪明通达的人就隐藏起来。
Because you have hid, it was by your pleasure that you have hidden these things from the wise.
主耶稣说这话的时候，他是正在被人拒绝的。他说：“你的美意，父，你的美意就像这些人隐藏了。”
And at this, the Lord said this when, as he was being rejected, he said, Father, it was well pleasing in your sight to hide these things.
但是像婴孩就显出来。
We had revealed them to the infants.
因为这是神的美意，他的美意本是如此。
It was well pleasing to the Lord to do such.
那么现在我们怎么样能够从聪明通达的人变成婴孩呢
？So how can we change ourselves from the wise to infants?
我们这些哈，我们潜意识里边，我们觉得我们还是算不错的人，对吧？我们中间还有很多博士，我们在座下面。
And so, if we're honest, we may think that hey, I'm okay. When we think to ourselves, and then amongst us, there are several doctors.
Yeah, 我们还有很多对圣经非常熟悉的弟兄姊妹。
And
我们如何从一个在聪明通达的人，在神面前聪明通达的人，能够变成在神面前像个婴孩？
And there are many brothers who are very well versed in the Bible. And so, how can we turn ourselves from a wise person in front of the Lord to one who is an infant in front of the Lord?
有一次门徒们来到主耶稣面前问耶稣。
And so there was one time the disciples came before the Lord and asked the Lord Jesus.
他们说，将来在天国里边谁是最大的
？Yes, in the kingdom of heaven, who will be the greatest?
主耶稣。在那个时候就把一个小孩叫他带到他的面前然后就对着门徒讲
And at that time the Lord Jesus brought a child before them and said
如果你们不回转像一个孩子你们断不能进天国还不要讲最大最小了 你进归进不进去。
If you are not like this child or turn into like this child, you will not be able to enter the kingdom of heaven, let alone talk about who is greatest.
在天国里面的正是这样的人，正是像小孩子这样的人。
The kingdom of heaven is for those who are like this child.
进天国要回转像小孩，进去以后你发觉到里面的人也都像小孩，因为天国神在那里，谁在神的面前说我是个大人，我是个智慧通达的人。
So to enter the kingdom of heaven, you need to be like a child. And once you enter, you find that everyone there is also like a child. Because in the kingdom of heaven, that's where God sits. And who in front of God can say that they are an adult?
还有一次。
Another example.
有一个非常聪明通达的人。
There was once a very, very intelligent man.
他的名字叫尼哥底母。
His name was Nicodemus.
他是以色列那个以色列当时他这个罗马的殖民下面，他是。以色列在殖民地的下面统治阶层中的一员，就工会的一员。
He was part of the Sanhedrin Council.
他聪明通达，他看到主耶稣行了好多的神迹奇事。
And so he saw the Lord Jesus do many signs and miracles.
他就在，因为他聪明通达，怕人看见，所以他就晚上悄悄地去见耶稣。
And because he was of a high position, he was afraid of being seen by others. And so he went secretly to find the Lord Jesus.
他对主耶稣说，他说夫子，他说老师，你所行的这些神迹奇事，如果不是从神来的，应该行不出来的。
And so he went to find the Lord Jesus and he said, Teacher, all that you speak, if it's not revealed, then how can anyone understand?
主耶稣怎么回答他？
And how did the Lord Jesus respond to him?
主耶稣说：“如果不重生，你断不能明白。”我们来看一下他妈的。
And the Lord replied to him and said that if you are not born again, you will never understand.
你如果不重生，你断不能知道这些事，你不会明白这些事。
If you're not born again, then you will not understand the things that I've
spoken. 尼哥底母又想又糊涂了。他说：“我都老了，我怎么可能又回到母腹里面去重新生出来？”
And so this confused Nicodemus even more. He said, I am already old. How can I go back into my mother's womb to be born again?
确实，一个聪明通达的人，一个如此有智慧的人、知识的人，他不可能明白主耶稣究竟在讲什么。
And so truly, someone who is smart or is very intelligent, cannot understand these words that the Lord Jesus is saying.
主耶稣说，你要不重生就断不能见神的国，对吧？就你看都看不见。然后他就说：“那我怎么重生呢？我又不能回到母腹里面去。”三章 ，chapter three, verse four.
Jesus said to him and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
他说：“那我没法回到母腹里去重生。”主说：“风是从哪里吹来的，你不知道；其实重生你也不理解。”除非你真的向来到主的面前向他祈求。
And so he also says that from where the wind blows, you do not know, and from where you hear the sound, it does not know, where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
同样，对我们在座所有的福音朋友。
And so this includes all of our gospel friends.
其实也是弟兄姊妹。
And also the brothers and sisters.
我们除非来到神的面前，回转向小孩子。
Unless we return to the Lord and become like children.
其实回转很简单的。
And actually, to turn back is very simple.
就是你要有一个愿意的心。
You just have to have a willing heart.
我愿意来到主的面前。
To be willing to come before the Lord.
我想感谢主，看到今天一些福音朋友，心里非常感谢。其实你们来非常不容易的。
And I'm also very thankful when I see gospel friends because for you to come is not easy.
其实想想看，你今天都克服了多少困难才来到这里。
Just if you take a time to think about it, how many difficulties did you have to overcome?
你说我今天躺在床上，我可以多休息一会儿，然后起来可以看看电视，那多舒服，对吧？
If I wasn't here, then I could stay in bed a couple more hours, and when I wake up, then I can watch some TV. How relaxing would that be?
其实你来就表示你有一个愿意的心。
The fact that you are here means that you have a willing heart.
但是你要记住一件事，不要高高的站在神的上面，告诉神，你得告诉我什么什么。不，你得像婴孩。站在他的下面，匍匐在他的面前。
But remember not that you should not stand on a pedestal and tell the Lord, I need to hear this, this, and this from you. But instead, you should be as a child and ask.
那么神就必要启示你。
And so then the Lord will definitely provide you revelation.
我们中间啊，我们在两个星期前，我们就碰见一个这样的一个这样的人。
And so about 2 weeks ago, we met such a person.
Yeah, 他已经96岁了。
They are already just 96.
你知道他的，我们几十年前就在跟他传福音了，二十年前就在给他传福音。
And did you know that about 20 years ago, we also preached the gospel to them?
Yeah, to her, to him,
to him. To him.
他是中国，他在年轻的时候在中国大陆是一个百科全书的主编。
And so when he was in China, he was a
chief editor of an encyclopedia.
Oh, he's the chief editor of an encyclopedia.
他非常有学识的啊，他是个大教授，他不是一个我们说的教授，他是个大教授，非常有学识。我们那个时候跟他传福音，他都没听。
He was very intelligent and very knowledgeable. He was not just an editor, but he was a chief editor. And so when we preached the gospel to him, he would not listen.
然后他总是跟我们辩，我们怎么可能辩得过他呢？人家的国学知识有多丰富，你都可以想象。
And so how could we argue over him in discussions? His knowledge was, and his education was so rich.
但是前不久我们去看他。
But not long ago, we went to go see him.
那姊妹问说，你要不要学自信耶稣？
And so a sister asked, do you want to believe in the Lord?
他说我愿意。
He said, I am willing.
所以我们就一起为他祷告。
And so we prayed together with them.
最后祷告完，我们是奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。他说阿门。
And so when we said, we prayed this in the name of the Lord Jesus, and amen, he also said amen.
啊，这样的例子非常多。
There are many examples like this.
我们一个年长弟兄啊，他也是个大企业家啊，在我们中间年纪大的弟兄啊，他有都八十几岁，我估计。他每次在我们中间，接下来我们就播饼聚会。每次祷告声音非常大，他都会哭。
And so we also have an elderly brother amongst us who, whenever he prays in communion, he would say it in a very loud voice, and he would always shed tears.
你听到他的祷告，你听到他哭，你就觉得他在主耶稣的面前就像个孩子。
And when you hear his prayer and his crying, then you feel that he is like a child before the Lord.
我们还有一个非常年长的弟兄，我们都非常尊敬他。他刚刚过世，100多岁了。
And there's another elderly brother who we held in high revere, and he recently passed away.
他每次在讲台上，他是一个讲道的人啊。每次在讲道上，一提到主给他的救恩，他就哭。
He was a preacher, and every time he would talk about the Lord and salvation, he would start to cry.
所以，如果我们也愿意，我们也愿意来到主的面前，像个婴孩一样的。
And so, if we are willing to come before the Lord as a child,
主就必然要启示我们。
The Lord will definitely reveal Himself to us.
什么是我们的罪？
What is our sin?
什么是神的审判？
What is the Lord's judgment?
什么是主耶稣基督的救赎？
What is the Lord's redemptive for us?
为什么他可以代替我们？
Why is it that he could be our substitute?
为什么我们从信他我们就可以有永生？
Why is it that if we believe in him we can have eternal life?
我们就成了神的儿女。
And how we can become the children of God.
我们在座的基督徒我们都知道，但是我们发觉到我们没办法这些东西告诉别人。
As Christians we know this, but we find it is very difficult to explain it to others.
只有当我们每一个人自己来到主神的面前，来到主的面前，这个时候主一开启你，哦，原来如此。
It's only when we come before the Lord and the Lord reveals it to us personally, then we say, "Oh, that's how it is."
神的美意本是如此。
It is well pleasing to the Lord in this manner.
啊，我们必须要从智慧、聪明、通达的人变成婴孩，我们才可神才可能启示我们。
And we must.Change from those who are wise and intelligent to an infant in order for the Lord to reveal himself.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow together for a word of prayer.
父啊，天地的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Father in heaven and Father who's in heaven, we give you thanks.
我们实在为着我们中间仍然在寻求你的这些亲爱的朋友们祷告。
And so we pray for our friends amongst us who are still searching for you.
若他们愿意来到你面前。
And if they are willing to come before you.
主啊，求你给他们一个谦卑像婴孩的心。
Would you give them a humble and a heart like a child?
主啊，你把你给他们的救恩启示给他们。
And would you reveal your salvation to them?
使今天他们就能够成为你的儿女。
so that today they can become your child. And so they have eternal life. And from now on, they are free.
哦, 主啊, 再不是被世界那些, 啊, 繁华所照亮, 所看, 所打岔。
So that they are no longer troubled by the things of this earth.
他们眼睛真的能够定睛看到我们的主和他的荣美。
So that eyes can truly turn to our Lord Jesus and his beauty.
也愿意一生都跟随他。
And to follow him for all of their days.
主啊，谢谢你。
Father, we thank you.
我们这样祷告，乃是奉你儿子耶稣基督的名。
We pray all these things in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.